Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I'll tell you, there was a lot of it made in the last 24 hours. A lot of it made. I'm going to start the January 6th Special Commission looking into the insurrection on January 6th about a year ago, has now informed Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, that they want to talk to him. And as they did with other members of Congress, like Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan of Ohio, Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, both of them really bad news people, they don't start out by subpoenaing them. Other people, they give them a courtesy call, but then they subpoena them. Mark Meadows, Bannon, Steve Bannon, others. Some blow them off, some take the fifth, some don't. Kayleigh McEnany, one of Trump's main people and spokesmen, has been testifying, for instance. Bannon took a dive. Meadows is AWOL. There's this sensitivity about subpoenaing members of Congress. I don't know why there is sensitivity. If I were on that commission, I would absolutely subpoena these people. Cut to the chase. They're not going to cooperate. One of the things that's hard for McCarthy, two things really that are hard for McCarthy to overcome. One of them, the day after January 6th, January 7th, he gave basically a funeral oration for Donald Trump politically. He said, this is all on Trump. He did it. He led the assault. He ginned up the assault. We can't have him anymore. Basically, that's what he said on the floor of the House. And it's there on video. Everybody can see it. You can see it on YouTube. And then when he was asked several times if the January 6th Commission wants to talk to you, would you be willing to talk to them? He said yes. He didn't even do any chin music. He didn't bump gums. He didn't do a tap dance. He just said yes. Well, what happened between then and now? What happened between then and now are the polls. On January 7th, he's full of courage. The courage starts to wane as he starts seeing the polls come in. And he says he'd testify, and his courage waned again. So that now it looks as if some portion of the Republican Party is pro-Trump. There are a lot of conflicting ideas on how much of the party. I don't think it's as much as people think, but it may be substantial. And here's the problem for all these Republicans. It can swing a primary. It's not going to swing an election, general election, but it'll swing a primary. If you are running only in a pool of Republicans and your opponent has Trump's endorsement, and say Trump comes in and campaigns for them, and they start off, I think, with about 30% of the vote, others say 40, that's a huge number of people. It really is in a primary. It's a huge number of people. And they're scared, and McCarthy got scared. So McCarthy now says, no, he's not going to cooperate. Adam Schiff is the congressman from California, one of the lead impeachment managers, and really one of the class acts of the Congress. And he made a very good point. And what he said was, look, I think that constitutionally and legally, we are able to subpoena other members of Congress. But one of the things we have on members of Congress that we don't have, say, people over people who no longer in Congress, like Steve Bannon and Mark Meadows, is you have certain disciplinary proceedings within Congress to readjust the conduct of miscreants like Kevin McCarthy. For instance, the Ethics Commission. The Ethics Commission, if there's an ethics complaint against a congressman for financial impropriety, the way there was in the old days when they used the Congressional Post Office as sort of a bank and got money from it, and usually they do it and they'll have one Democrat and one Republican, so it doesn't look like either party are the bad guys. They'll subpoena them. They will get their carcass in front of that inquiring committee, right pronto. They do have the power to do it internally in the Congress. They have the power to discipline. And it's all party line. And we have about 220 votes and they have something like 208 or 9. And what's going to happen is there'll be some kind of ruling by Pelosi or a resolution of some sort that says McCarthy will get a good spanking. McCarthy will do this. McCarthy will do that. So will Perry. So will Gymnasium Jim Jim Jordan. And it'll be party line and it'll happen. Now, the one thing you can anticipate is that, God forbid, if McCarthy becomes speaker next year as a result of the 2022 elections, and whether he does or not, and I myself do not believe what a lot of the doomsayers say, that somehow the Democrats are toast and we're going to lose this election big time. I frankly don't believe that for reasons I've talked about, and we're going to talk some more in various segments. But someday, the Republicans will take over. For instance, in the 50s, they relinquished it, and they didn't take over the speakership to the early 90s. They were out in the woods 40 years, but it does happen. And when it happens, they will retaliate. If there are any outstanding subpoenas against Republicans, they'll withdraw them. They will throw people off committees, just as we threw people off committees like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar. The difference is that Marjorie Taylor Greene threatened violence against Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. I will say this again. I will never understand why she wasn't prosecuted for that. They threw her off committees. She is nothing more than Ilsa, the she-wolf of the fascist cult formerly known as the Republican Party. Paul Gosar, in an odd way, is maybe even worse and more dangerous. He's the one that put out that cartoon that showed him killing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and attacking the president, Biden, with a sword. They threw him off committees. Now, McCarthy not only is not going to respond, not only is he not going to respond to the request for testimony before the January 6th commission, he said he's going to throw Democrats off committees if he gets in. And he mentioned Ilhan Omar, but he also mentioned Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff. Now, Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff have no controversy about them whatsoever in terms of what they've done in the Congress. Ilhan Omar does. But Adam Schiff was simply an impeachment manager and is one of the stars of the Congress. And Eric Swalwell is simply somebody who stood up to Trump, tough and strong. And McCarthy said, we're going to throw him off committees. Ilhan Omar is on the Foreign Relations Committee. That was a mistake for Pelosi to do that. And she's the chair of the Subcommittee on Africa. That's a big mistake. We have special forces in Africa fighting against jihadist insurgencies. And it is absolutely untenable to have Ilhan Omar getting confidential information on that. It really is. But they're throwing in Schiff and they're throwing in Swalwell to kind of gin up a controversy. And this is the arrogance of a guy like Kevin McCarthy. Now, my own feeling is subpoena him. He's a human being. You can absolutely subpoena him. Subpoena Trump. Subpoena him. When you issue a subpoena, they have to respond. If they don't, it's contempt. And if they do respond, they'll do it with a lawsuit and blah, 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 and they'll try to drag it out. But the fact is that nobody is above the law. And there is nothing in the Constitution or the statutes that says a congressman can't be subpoenaed. I think we got to tumble to a fact. These guys are not playing by any rules. They're not playing by any rules. They are not going to comply. One other piece of breaking news just came in. Sirhan Sirhan's parole has been denied. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, reversed this ginned up left-wing parole board. Two people that just said, yeah, what the heck, he killed Bobby Kennedy. We should let him go. For a lot of his time, he was in prison. He's been in prison 53 years. He denied that he did it. Then he said he didn't remember. And then he said, well, there are other extenuating circumstances. There's no remorse. He would be a lightning rod for people who want to attack the United States. He was sentenced to death. He would have been executed, but the California Supreme Court in 1971 said that the death penalty was unconstitutional in California. So his carcass goes back to prison. That's where it should go back. His widow, Ethel Kennedy, strongly opposed parole. So do most of his kids. There are two outlier kids who are strange who said, you might as well let him go. No, we're not going to let him go. He's lucky he wasn't executed. He's garbage. And the fact of the matter is that if Gavin Newsom had paroled him, that would have been the end of Gavin Newsom's political career. I like Gavin Newsom a lot in general. Very glad that he issued that decision. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.